All right, Brett Metcalf. Hey, sixth overall today, but still a strong day up front for a lot of the motos.
Sixth overall?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it's good.
Reedy got fifth, so. What'd you think?
It's all right. Felt pretty hot to me today, but it was good. First moto was up there with a decent run and was charging hard, and then I went down, made that mistake, and after that, you know, I was too far back to kind of catch up again and had enough lead to just kind of in limbo. So it was just first moto, finished out sixth, just kind of by myself. It was disappointing. And then second moto, I had not the best to start, you know, and made some first few laps were really good, much better for me. Typically it takes me slow to pass guys, so I was able to make some quick moves and get up into fifth. So.
And what'd you do in the first moto to go down? I didn't see it.
Just went tried an outside line. It was so difficult because I was going through three tear-offs sitting on Alessi there in the first couple laps, a lap.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm going to be out of tear-offs on lap five if I keep this up. So I started looking for some different alternative lines. And on the home, you know, the finish line straightaway there, the right-hander before the tabletop, everyone was inside and the outside was fresh. So I went out there, and as I came into the corner, just a big, the mud just gave way and lost the front end.
Looked to me to be really tough to pass out there. Like the second half of the track, there wasn't much out there.
It was difficult because it was so sloppy, and I think obviously it was difficult for the track prep to get that mud off. So it made it a pretty one-line deal. But, you know, this track's kind of known for that whole midsection to be pretty pretty follow the leader, one line, inside. It's hard to do anything else. So, you know, it was, you know, exaggerated today. It was difficult with the mud, and you had to stick to the main line.
Yeah. And I feel like you're getting a little more into the mix lately. You seem to be getting a little better, kind of like what you did last year. Like the second half of the season was really, really your thing. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's shaping up that way. I mean, I wanted to start out better, but, you know, I think it's just taking time. I've had to get up to speed and learning the bike and everything. We're getting better each weekend. It's very much the same as last year. So at this point in the championship, I'm about the same. If I can finish off the season like I did last year, I'll be really stoked. And I believe I can. I just got to quit making little mistakes and keep getting myself good opportunities up the front there.
Last question. I know you're a guy that works really hard, and last year you were winning motos or very near the front. This year, those top three, have they just raised their game compared to where you were at last year? Do you feel like you're a little off of where you're at with the new bike? Or just talk about, I guess, the depth of the class.
Obviously, the depth is strong. I mean, but I don't know if the level's raised. It's just obviously Villopoto and Reed's, you know, last year wasn't really himself. So I think this year, obviously, he's back. And then Ryan Villopoto was out last year. So, you know, and then Dungey as well. I think he's doing the same thing as he did last year. But there's just a couple other guys that are strong in there right now. Now a couple other guys in there as well. So obviously the field's strong, and you know, I don't know if there's a difference to me or what, but I gotta keep progressing and trying to get up the front, man. But it's definitely more difficult this year. It's stacked, so it's good though.
Cool, thank you.
No worries, Steve.